22nd of June, John Fisher and Thomas More, Office of Readings. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is King of Martyrs. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is King of Martyrs. Come, let us adore him. The martyrs living now with Christ in suffering were tried, their anguish overcome by love, when on his cross they died. Across the centuries they come, in constancy unmoved, their loving hearts make no complaint, in silence they are proved. No man has ever measured love, or weighed it in his hand, for God, who knows the inmost heart, gives them the promised land. Praise Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, who guide us through the night, in ways that reach beyond the stars to everlasting light. The blood of the holy martyrs was shed for Christ on this earth, therefore have they received their reward in heaven. Psalm 2. Why this tumult among the nations, among the peoples this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth, princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke. He who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger, his rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Sion, my holy mountain. I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, you are my son, it is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar. Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with awe, and trembling pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, and suddenly his anger will blaze. Blessed are they who put their trust in the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The blood of the holy martyrs was shed for Christ on this earth, therefore they have received their reward in heaven. These holy men will live forever, the Lord himself is their reward. Psalm 32. Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Give thanks to the Lord upon the lyre, with a 10-stringed harp, sing him songs. O sing him a song that is new, play loudly with all your skill. For the word of the Lord is faithful, and all his works to be trusted. The Lord loves justice and right, and fills the earth with his love. By his words the heavens were made, by the breath of his mouth all the stars. He collects the waves of the ocean, he stores up the depths of the sea. Let all the earth fear the Lord, all who live in the world revere him. He spoke and it came to be. He commanded, it sprang into being. He frustrates the designs of the nations. He defeats the plans of the peoples. His own designs shall stand forever, the plans of his heart from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. These holy men will live forever. The Lord himself is their reward. Come, my saints, who fought valiantly in this world, I will give you the reward of your labours. Psalm 32 concluded. They are happy whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own. From the heavens the Lord looks forth, he sees all the children of men. From the place where he dwells he gazes on all the dwellers on the earth, he who shapes the hearts of them all and considers all their deeds. A king is not saved by his army, nor a warrior preserved by his strength. A vain hope for safety is the horse, despite its power it cannot save. The Lord looks on those who revere him, on those who hope in his love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul is waiting for the Lord. The Lord is our help and our shield. In him do our hearts find joy. We trust in his holy name. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come, my saints who fought valiantly in this world, I will give you the reward of your labours. Our soul is waiting for the Lord. The Lord is our help and our shield. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 8. I do not count these present sufferings as the measure of that glory which is to be revealed in us. If creation is full of expectancy, that is because it is waiting for the sons of God to be made known. Created nature has been condemned to frustration, not for some deliberate fault of its own, but for the sake of him who so condemned it, with a hope to look forward to, namely, that nature in its turn will be set free from the tyranny of corruption to share in the glorious freedom of God's sons. The whole of nature, as we know, groans in a common travail all the while. And not only do we see that, but we ourselves do the same. We ourselves, although we have already begun to reap our spiritual harvest, groan in our hearts, waiting for that adoption which is the ransoming of our bodies from their slavery. It must be so, since our salvation is founded upon the hope of something. Hope would not be hope at all if its object were in view. How could a man still hope for something which he sees? And if we are hoping for something still unseen, then we need endurance to wait for it. Only, as before, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness. When we do not know what prayer to offer, to pray as we ought, the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans beyond all utterance. And God, who can read our hearts, knows well what the Spirit's intent is. For indeed, it is according to the mind of God that he makes intercession for the saints. Meanwhile, we are well assured that everything helps to secure the good of those who love God, those whom he has called in fulfilment of his design. All those who from the first were known to him, he has destined from the first to be moulded into the image of his Son, who is thus to become the eldest born among many brethren. So predestined he called them, so called he justified them, so justified he glorified them. When that is said, what follows? Who could be our adversary if God is on our side? He did not even spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all. And must not that gift be accompanied by the gift of all else? Who will come forward to accuse God's elect? when God acquits us? Who will pass sentence against us when Jesus Christ, who died, nay, has risen again and sits at the right hand of God, is pleading for us? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will affliction or distress or persecution or hunger or nakedness or peril or the sword? For your sake, says the Scripture, we face death at every moment, reckoned no better than sheep marked down for the slaughter. Yet in all this we are conquerors through him who has granted us his love. Of this I am fully persuaded, neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities or powers, neither what is present nor what is to come, no force whatever, neither the height above us nor the depth beneath us, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which comes to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Responsory from Matthew 5. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, pray for those who persecute and insult you. In this way you will be true sons of your Father in heaven. You are to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. In this way you will be true sons of your Father in heaven. A reading from a letter of St. Thomas More, written in prison, to his daughter. Although, Margaret, I know well that my wickedness has been such that I know myself well worthy that God should let me slip, yet can I not but trust in his merciful goodness that as his grace has strengthened me hitherto and made me content in my heart to lose goods, land, and life too, rather than swear against my conscience, and has also put in the King towards me that good and gracious mind that, as yet, he has taken from me nothing but my liberty, with which, so help me God, his grace has done me so much good by the spiritual profit that, I trust, I take thereby, that among all his great benefits heaped on me so thick, I reckon, upon my faith, my imprisonment even the very chief. I cannot, I say, therefore mistrust the grace of God, but that either he shall conserve and keep the King in that gracious mind still, to do me no hurt, or else, if his pleasure be that, for my other sins, I shall suffer in such a cause in sight as I shall not deserve, his grace shall give me that strength to take it patiently, and peradventure somewhat gladly too, whereby his high goodness shall, by the merits of his bitter passion, joined thereunto, and far surmounting in merit for me all that I can suffer myself, make it serve for release of my pain in purgatory, and over that for increase of some reward in heaven. Mistrust him, Meg, I will not, though I feel myself faint. Yea, and though I should feel my fear even at point to overthrow me too, yet shall I remember how St. Peter, with a blast of a wind, began to sink for his faint faith, and shall do as he did, call upon Christ, and pray him to help. And then, I trust, he shall set his holy hand upon me, and in the stormy seas hold me up from drowning. Yea, and if he suffer me to play St. Peter further, and to fall full to the ground, and swear and forswear too, which our Lord for his tender passion keep from me, and let me lose if it so befall, and never win thereby. Yet after shall I trust that his goodness will cast upon me his tender, piteous eye, as he did upon St. Peter, and make me stand up again, and confess the truth of my conscience afresh, and abide the shame and harm here of my own fault. And finally, Margaret, this I know very well, that without my fault he will not let me be lost. I shall therefore, with good hope, commit myself wholly to him. And if he suffer me for my faults to perish, yet shall I then serve for a praise of his justice. But in good faith, Meg, I trust that his tender pity shall keep my poor soul safe, and make me commend his mercy. And therefore, my own good daughter, never trouble thy mind for anything that ever shall keep me in this world. Nothing can come but that which God wills, and I make myself very sure that whatever that be, seem it never so bad in sight, it shall indeed be best. Responsory. In the midst of their sufferings, these martyrs of Christ fixed their minds on heavenly things, praying, Lord, help us to bring your work in us to a perfect end, that we may appear blameless in your sight. Look upon your servants and upon your own handiwork. Lord, help us to bring your work in us to a perfect end, that we may appear blameless in your sight. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers, all the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, you set the perfection of true faith in martyrdom. Strengthen us by the prayers of the martyrs, St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More, so that our lives may bear witness to the faith we profess. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.